Now I got it.
Oh, I can
Okay.
hear you.
Very good. Welcome. Don't quite write this. Okay. This is the, it's now 6:31. The Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen special meeting, House Payable, Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. 6:30 p.m. Town Hall and virtual. First, I'd like to call the meeting to order.
Mr. Chairman, can you let me know who's there in person?
We have Tim Sadler, Mather Clark, Bob Mora, Gwen Marion, and me.
Thank
Donna,
you.
you're welcome. So, number two on the list, I'd like to consider an act on the accounts payable report.
I'll make a motion to adopt, to approve the accounts payable voucher list as presented.
And the total on the voucher list is
$253,617.41.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Gwen Marion seconded the motion. Shall there be a discussion, Mather? You want me to give you a moment?
Yeah, give me a moment.
Bob?
Oh, good.
I have a couple questions. On page 23, bottom line, Treasurer, State of Connecticut, there's community investments noted, nominee as grantor, nominee as grantee. And so, what I don't know what those are.
Treasurer.
Have you ever heard of him, Bob?
How many?
I mean, it definitely has sound something to do with the land records, but
it does.
But
it does. It does. And I don't know the details on it. But I spoke with Jim. He said if you have a question, email him. He'll be happy to answer it for you on it.
Okay.
He's not able to attend tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I will email him.
Do that. Yeah. But just make a note what it is.
Well, I will. And the other question related to those items is that which account it's actually coming out of, because it says housing/open space/recfee exchange account. And I just think that those are separate accounts. So I'd like to know which one of those it's coming out of. So I don't want to hold up the approval of this, but it's $2,400.
Yeah.
So I think it's substantial enough to ask a question about. So I will vote to approve this, but I also will follow up with Jim to find out exactly what those are for. And then my other question was on page 24, Tyche or Tyche, TYCHE, Planning and Policy Group. It says ZEO. Oh, I see ZEO monthly. Oh, so maybe, yeah, what is that a salary item, $2,000? It says professional/tech services, building and land use.
You ever heard of the Tyche Planning and Policy Group?
It could be an organization that, which I don't know, that assists, but got me. I don't. I'm not, that's a, that's an, I don't know that.
Okay.
I can't answer that.
I'll ask Jim that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from professional building department.
Yes, yeah, from
yes.
Building department.
All right, those are my other questions.
It's the micro service.
Okay, Tim Sadler, do you have any?
Not at this time.
Questions? Amanda?
I'm all set.
Back to Mather. One question on the Vision Government Solutions,
yep,
the reval payment. How much is the total of that?
Do we know?
Anybody here?
Well,
that, or is that the total?
No,
that
those, those total. Are just part payments as we go along.
Yeah.
And it's probably somewhere, I don't recall the total bid. It was a year ago. It's got to be at least 40,000.
So that's presumably the final.
It's no, there's still the problem. No, they're still going
termed out over
It's over a period. We because they started the reval last year. It's over a period of time. We pay as it go along. They still have. They're still in the process because they're still meeting with people who have questions.
Right.
And then when it's all said and done, they all this data has to be finalized and put into the system. Right now, if you look at your field card, it's supposedly up to date with the new assessments on them. But if they're changing, all those changes have to put in because anytime you have a reval with any significant change, and this one certainly was that, you're going to have a lot of questions and challenges. So there could be a number of significant changes that go along.
And do they give us a flat
bid fee?
Yeah, for that? So yes. However many questions and calls and all that.
Yeah, after doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
They bid on it and that's what it is. And that's what we're paying for. Anything, if there's anything extra, but I doubt if there will be. Most of this is pretty straightforward. And they're required to also, you know, back up stuff if there is an issue on some of these things. So.
Okay.
But
is that it?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
So if there's no other questions, take a vote. Matter?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Gwen?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Amanda?
Aye.
And then the chair votes aye, so we have six yeses and one absent. And then next we're going to consider an act on a down payment for the ramp that's the town hall annex building. We have John here, and I think, would you like to speak to that, John?
Sure. We're ordering a temporary ramp for the modular outside on Notch Road Municipal Center. It meets ADA and building code. It's a nice aluminum ramp, should last us a few years, but the company we're going with, who was the lowest quote that I received by a couple thousand dollars, is asking for a down payment of half up front. Normally we a purchase order suffices, but this company is asking for a 50% down, which would be $11,125.
Okay, and John, this goes into the front of the building?
Correct, right up to that H parking, sidewalk leading to the parking lots.
So if somebody go in, it would be like a landing, a turn, and goes in, is that how it works?
Correct, okay. Yeah.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
John, 11,000 is the total or?
No, that's the 50%. The total was 22,225. Yeah, I was kind of shocked when I saw the first one coming in at almost 30. So this is a little better.
Would this money be coming out of your budget at the moment for the down payment?
It's done backwards. Yes, it is. Yes and no. I have the money in there right now, but it leaves me with almost nothing for the rest of the year. So your next agenda item was transferring money in for it.
Okay. Amanda has a question.
Yes, thank you. It's my understanding that we went this route because it was cheaper than renting from the company that we are renting the building from. Do you remember what the cost to rent from them was going to be on an annualized basis?
If I remember right, it was a little over $600 a month.
Yes,
sir. Was it $600 or $900 a month, if I remember right?
So that's okay. $7,200 a year times a 3-year lease is $21,600. So that's about the same as this. I guess we're anticipating keeping this building for more than 3 years.
That's the way I think. Yeah.
We got to start thinking differently.
Well, unfortunately, with the bonding where we're at.
Yep, I gotcha.
We are there for easily 3 years, if not longer.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
So Am I looking for a motion?
Yeah.
To make a down payment on
when you would you? I'm sorry. I thought you were making a motion.
I'll move to authorize payment of $11,125 for down payment on the ramp at the temporary town hall building.
I'll second your motion.
So is there any more discussion on it?
Did we not know about the additional cost of this ramp necessitating the transfer?
It wasn't a part of my original budget back in a year ago, no.
Yeah, this was, you know, this came on later as to what we had to do. So it was an add-on from what we originally had planned. So, but we have the funds in-house to do it. It's just a matter of putting it into the right category, which is the next step. This 11,000, yeah. John has the 11, yeah, something now, so that we can approve. In that budget,
and then the ramp.
Then we have to transfer the other portions for the balance.
And I guess there's some importance to getting it ordered in order to get the footings and stuff set. Is that correct, John?
Right. They're using aerotype anchoring systems, basically the same type of system they use for the building. And those are something that you pound into the ground and then they spread out. Once the frost comes in, they can't put those in until the springtime. So we're kind of under the gun a little bit to get it done while the ground's still no frost in it.
Okay, any other discussion?
Mr. Foreman, can you just, or Mr. First Selectman, I'm sorry. Can you just tell me who did the second on that motion?
There was Gwen, and then there was Bob Moore.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. John, I don't know that it's my job to micromanage, and you're probably way better at this than me, but I would think very important to get it ordered since you guys have had some issues and done a great job of getting punch list items finished for the temporary buildings. I suggest we try to make sure that the agreement with the ramp company allows us to hold back final payment until we're satisfied with the installation.
That's right in his contract, pretty much. It's this time for him to order. I think the big thing is that it's an aluminum ramp. That's a little bit of an outlay for him.
Right. Yep. Okay. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Thank you. Sorry, I had an additional question. Does this include the cost of installation, or is it just the cost of the? Okay.
No.
Do you know how much of the $22,225 is for the cost of the ramp versus the labor?
Ramp materials, $20,440. Installation labor, $1,460. And then the anchoring system is $350.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we shall take a vote. Mather?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Gwen?
Aye.
Aye. Tim? Amanda?
Aye.
And Rodney is an aye. So six yeses and one absent. So write the check. Get it ordered.
Thank you.
And now we want to consider an act on a budget transfer. So I guess first we need a motion.
Sorry. We have two budget transfers, one in both going to the same category in John's budget. One of them is for $10,000 from seasonal payroll to repair and maintenance service. That's, again, going towards this project. And the other one is $5,000 from the category of equipment, again, John's budget, to repairs and maintenance service in John's budget, which is buildings and grounds budget. I'll move both transfers.
We have a second.
Second.
That was Tim Sadler that seconded. So now for discussion, Let's see. Anybody have any questions? No. Okay. Bob? One. Tim?
Aye. No discussion. Sorry.
Okay. Amanda.
Reading.
Well, John, do you anticipate needing to make another transfer, or are the remainder of the $22,000 already in that budget line item?
I had the full amount, but it only left me like $3,000 for the rest of the fiscal year.
Okay.
So I'm trying to recoup it now. The seasonal payroll, since we shortened the season of Indian Notch this year, I had that money. And plus the three of the four people that worked for us this summer is the Doobie family. And they all took a vacation at the same time. So we had that 2 week chunk of money. So it's okay. There perfectly for this.
Great. Thank you.
Yep. Oh, and Gwen. Gwen.
Yes.
I think the ZOE is the zoning enforcement officer.
Yes. Yeah, so you think that's a salary payment, that 2,000? Because it's under Tyke Consulting.
I think it's a consultant firm that they've been using for the zoning official right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's I'm not positive, but I think that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense, John, because it does say ZEO monthly services. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thanks for you covering us on that.
No problem.
Mr. First Selectman, it's the clerk again.
Yeah.
When you do the vote, can you do them separately for the benefit of the finance?
Sure. Okay. So
I'll redo my motion.
Okay, so
we'll take them separately.
Ready.
I'll move the $5,000 transfer from building town building operations equipment to category repair and maintenance.
Another?
For a vote?
I need a second.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? For a vote? Mather?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Amanda?
Aye.
And chair votes aye, 6 yes, 1 absent on the 5,000.
I move the budget transfer in the town building operations from category seasonal payroll to repairs and maintenance, $10,000.
Need a second? Mather, seconded it. Any discussion? Now for a vote. Mather? Bob?
Aye.
Aye.
Well,
aye.
Tim? Amanda?
Aye.
And chair votes aye, so that's 6 yes and 1 absent. Very good. That takes care of that. And now we want to consider an this is just an informational transfer, which is from the library budget for $385 from their equipment budget to their technical service budget.
It's all in budget, so.
And it's all in budget. So are they looking for it?
No, I don't need it.
Okay. And then next on the list is consider an act on town administrator applying for early voting grant. So this is a office of Secretary of the State who was offering a grant of $10,500. And they were under the understanding that it was on a first-come, first-served basis. So they took it upon themselves to fill it out and send it in. And we're just going to approve it. Or he can rescind the grant money if we decide that he acted out of line. So I guess... Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the town administrator applying for the early voting grant.
That was Tim Sadler.
I'll second.
Amanda seconded that. Any discussion?
Nope. This will help offset some of the additional costs that early voting, that's the intent, is supposed to do. We'll see if it
helps. Yeah. So for a vote,
Mather? Sorry, I just want to make one comment. It will be interesting to see if it's actually first come, first serve, because the way this reads is that the Secretary of the State will provide a grant in the amount of $10,500. So, I mean, it'd be kind of sad if they say, we will provide you the grant, but hey, it ran out
of the first 56
towns. And so, it's funny that
Bolton, that's a good point.
It's funny that Bolton gets the same amount of money as Bridgeport.
Yeah.
That's the better part.
Right. Or the town of Union gets the same amount of money as Hartford.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, that's the only time where you come all slightly ahead.
Slightly. Yeah, right.
So, all right. Mather, is it Bolton?
Aye.
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 Amanda?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. So, 6 yes and 1 absent.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Who's going to second that?
Second.
Henry's Mather. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Everybody go ahead.
6 yes. 1.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
I voted for everybody.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Have a healthy one, a safe one.
Happy holidays.
Amanda, I'll see you on Thursday. I forgot.
That's right. At the other meeting.
We got one more.
Thank you, John.
See you later.
Yep.
Have a good night.
See you all.
You too.
Thank you.
Too bad they all can't be this short.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's turning the still on.